The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. What's lurking behind the gospel passage is really a matter of the disposition of hearts. We see what it looks like to have a heart fixed on God, and we see what it looks like to have a heart fixed on self. And we get that really from the last line of this passage, that Jesus has come to call not the righteous, but sinners. How can that be? It simply has to be that there is no such thing as a righteous person. So, because Jesus has come to call everybody to follow him. So what can it mean that the righteous are left outside, except that they are self-righteous, that they justify themselves, that they have no need of God? And so then they cannot receive God. Lent is a beautiful season for us to realize that we are always in God's deficit, that we always have tremendous need of God. And it should prompt some introspection along those lines to see, yes, we're made for God, but what is it otherwise that we try to fill our lives with? What is it on the side, perhaps, or again, otherwise, or what have we built our lives on that's not God, that perhaps we need to then peel back the layers of in order to have God enter more deeply into our hearts and lives? But certainly this disposition of heart, we're looking at pride versus humility, is the key to it all. Can we admit that we're creatures, that we're dependent on God, that we need him for everything we have and everything we are? And even that what we are and what we have doesn't make a lick of sense if we don't have God and we aren't investing ourselves in his way, in his truth, in his life, in his plan. And so here we find ourselves, whether we want to admit it or not, in the group of sinners, the tax collectors, those who have come to see here, just like Levi's come to see that he needs Jesus and that the fulfillment of his life is to follow Jesus. And what does he do? He throws a party for Jesus at his house, and he's gathered all his associates with, all the people that all the people that he associates with, gathers together because he wants to bring Jesus to them. That's simply the same for us in this holy season. We ask that we commit ourselves to works of penance so that we can more deeply experience the love and life of God made manifest to us in Christ Jesus. But it doesn't stop there. Once we experience the depths of God's love in Jesus, we're called to follow him, and we're called to bring his saving word, his love, his forgiveness, his life to all of the people we associate with and beyond.